Second hour here, Robbie and Rex are 1025-1063. The game, Jake Lyman in for Robbie. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. And we're very happy to welcome in our next guest, Gentry Essis, sports columnist from the Tennessean. I know that Gentry wants to talk golf. We're not going to talk golf today. We did talk golf, though, Gentry. I just want you to know, if you weren't listening at 6:04 a.m., we actually did talk about Scottie Scheffler a bit. But we are going to talk a little Tennessee Titans. So is this an exciting week, Gentry? Like, is it exciting for you that there are some football practices coming, or are we over – are we, like, because we've been in such a sports drought, are we overestimating what this means?
I don't know if exciting is the right word. And by the way, I'm proud of you for talking golf. I will go back and find that.
Yeah, but, it's fun. We compared him to Tiger.
Here's what I'm excited about, and it kind of goes for both of the city's pro sports teams. You're just ready for a new season just to change the narrative. It's been a really long off season. I can imagine for you guys having to talk about this every day. I mean, these teams were so bad last year that – it's certainly for the Titans' perspective, there's going to be nowhere to go but up. I mean, at some point, it's going to be good to be talking about something else other than just how bad it was last year. I think drafting Cam Ward was a big step in that direction. So I guess we're excited to – you got to kind of be excited to see what happens with that.
So, by the way, you know, there are – I'm with you. Two just brutal situations right now with the NHL and NFL teams. There is an MLS team that is kicking some butt with some major star power. How do you assess, now that they've been here a few years? I know you're a soccer guy, so like you love the sport, you write about the sport. How much is that moving the needle right now in Nashville?
Maybe a little more that they're doing well. I think it would. The challenge, usually there is a bit more of a falling for that team this time of year. The challenge they're going to face is, okay, they're positioning themselves to maybe win a championship this year. Right now, they're near the top of Major League Soccer. If you finish with the best record in the league, they call that the Supporters' Shield. That's one trophy. And then you go to the playoffs, which is like most American sports. You win that, and that's the MLS Cup. When you finish atop the standings, you're able to host games in that tournament. So I think it could be a big deal if Nashville's in a position to be hosting, let's say, the MLS Cup. Problem with that is those playoffs, and this is a big problem I have with Major League Soccer, which I have always felt needed to go to a more traditional soccer schedule where these championships are in May, where they can get more attention. These things run right up against football season. They run up – it's in October. They run up against the start of the NHL season. And it's going to be very difficult, I think, to get as much attention as it possibly could if Nashville SC is having to play these games opposite college football and things like that. That, to me, is probably going to be a cap on the level of interest. That said, if you are playing for the championship, if you're playing for MLS Cup, I do think – the city's going to pay attention. There's been, I wouldn't say the interest has been there consistently for Nashville SC over the last few years, but they have had some pretty notable moments. The opening of the new stadium was a moment. Lionel Messi coming in for the League's Cup final was a moment. So I think this could be another moment. The difference here is the team's really good. And the team, they have successfully gone through a reset, which the Titans and Preds haven't. Nashville SC wasn't that good last year. They went through a coaching change. They were kind of they were one of the older rosters in the league. And they've done a really good job freshening up what they're doing. They made a good coaching hire, and all that is starting to play out.
Talking with Gentry Essis from the Tennessean here on Robbie and Rex Road. Gentry, with training camp opening this week, we were just talking about it, how everything Cam Ward does is going to be under a microscope. That's where a lot of the eyes are going to go. But where else are you going to be looking when the Titans hit the practice field this week outside of the number one overall pick?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cam's the obvious one. But I do feel like I'm interested to see how easy it's going to be for him. And by that, I mean, I kind of came away from minicamp more than anything alarmed by the defense. I do think offensively the Titans are going to be better. I can see how they're going to be better with some of the additions up front. And, you know, I think Ward, you know, looked pretty good a lot of the time. But the defense, I think, could be a problem. And what's going to happen is if Ward goes out there and just starts lighting it up first couple of weeks, the receivers are doing well, the offense is doing great, people are going to get really excited about that. And I'm not so sure that would be a good sign. I think the concern is on the other side of the ball for me at this moment, and I want to see how the defense, with a lot of new faces, kind of holds up, and how difficult is the coverage? Are they able to get pressure on Ward? I've learned with these preseasons that you can't always read a lot into it when things are going well, but you can read into it oftentimes when things aren't going well. A good example would be Arden Key wasn't a superstar just because he was beating Andre Dillard, but it did tell you something about Andre Dillard.
Boy, we were really excited about Arden Key at that moment. Like, well, that's Arden Key guy. My goodness. I mean, if he's beating a first-round pick, what does that mean? Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, it's always like, what does that mean for the other side, good or bad, right? Like, okay, so this is good. So one thing I'm hearing here then is just maybe it's not a bad thing if you hear about Cam Ward being disrupted, bothered, you know, throwing a couple picks, things like that. Like, you want to see a little bit of back and forth. What on that defense in particular, Gentry, concerns you the most?
Well, I think they're pretty good up front. I mean, coming off of last season when you watched them, that's probably the area of the team you probably felt the best about, and it's not a very high bar, but it's the secondary. I mean, there's some new faces back there, but you sure would like to have L'Jarius Sneed out there playing well, wouldn't you? I mean, it's tough to look at corner and feel good about things if he's not a big part of things. And that's going to be a big topic. And if it's, you know, for the Titans, you can't feel very good about that being a big topic because the guy has not proved very reliable to this point in terms of his health or just anything. So, you know, I know Jarvis Brownlee had a good rookie season. You know, Roger McCreary's back, but, you know, let's look at the coverage. I mean, is Ward throwing to guys who are wide open? Because there were a couple days in minicamp where he was.
You mentioned the additions up front on the offensive side, Gentry. The offensive line, if it's not good this year, it's not for a lack of investment when you look at what they've put into that group. How much better do you think this offensive line can be from what's been a pretty abysmal group the last 3 years?
Yeah, like I say, it's not going to be any worse. You know, I went through the painstaking ordeal here in the last month or so of going back and rewatching Titans games from last season. I don't recommend that, by the way, for anybody who would think about trying to go do that. And it was stunning to me how often the right tackle just killed them, just killed what they were trying to do. And I mean, they couldn't get any momentum going on offensive drives without a false start or a holding penalty or a sack, you know, and the left tackle wasn't good. I mean, Latham has had a ways to go. He looked like a rookie too often, but the right tackle was just an absolute killer. And if they have two good tackles out there, that's going to be a huge step. I think that the two things that absolutely just destroyed that team and didn't give them any chance to be successful oftentimes were that right tackle spot and then special teams. They couldn't cover kicks all year. It was every game. And if you're better on special teams and you actually have a tackle that can protect and not false start every other possession, you know, that'll be a good step.
Well, bless your heart for watching all that, Gentry. This was not in Jared's film room, right? It would have made it extra strenuous to have to watch it with Stilly screaming at the screen. Oh, my goodness. So on Cam Ward, Gentry, first of all, what do you think the messaging will be? Is it, you know, yes, he's the starter. I mean, I guess I don't expect him to say he's the starter. But also, how much actual quote-unquote air quotes competition can you waste time with in camp when you need this guy to be as ready as possible? That's one question. And then two, what do you think is most important for him in the next month?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I think in terms of reps and in practice, he'll get the lion's share. I mean, I have a hard time believing that it won't be that way. It was that way more and more as the OTAs and minicamp develop, so I think it will trend that direction. What's interesting to me is how much do you play him in the preseason games? Because I think he's going to need to play. I mean, you're going to want him to get out there and see the game speed and try to get a feel for things. So it's always a risk-reward, right, when you're trying to get guys ready to play. I think he should play in those preseason games more than most QB1s would. But I do feel like – and no, I mean, they're not going to be like he's the starter, but you have players out there being quoted about him being QB1 and these YouTube videos. And I think it's pretty clear at this point that if Cam Ward is healthy, he's going to be out there against Denver, even though you have some on your station who don't think that's the way to go.
Is that right? Speaking of, you can say him. You can say his name. Is that Stilley or is that somebody else?
No, Jared is of the opinion that the Titans should bench Cam Ward for the Broncos and Rams game and then throw him in there after the hard teams come through.
So who's he starting?
Brandon Allen, I think.
Oh, okay. Get excited, Titans fans. Titans football 2025. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that's interesting. I missed that. Yeah, well, last thing, Gentry is of the Tennessean. You know, I thought Nick Suss did that was a really fascinating piece he did. He did a lot of work too. You guys are grinding this summer, but the you know, sort of the conditions that lead to successful quarterback play. I mean, are you concerned about, let's say, the offensive line isn't as improved as we think, the defense is terrible, all the things that like support a quarterback are not in place? I read Suss's piece and I'm like, if you're good, like you're gonna, you as long as you play, like you'll end up coming out of that. But what do you think about that?
I think it was an interesting article. I think that the takeaway to me was, it was kind of an obvious one, which is, look, if you're good, you're good, and you're gonna be good, regardless of the circumstances. So I do think it does make you feel a little more confident throwing him out there in a position where he could be in over his head, and he could be this year, clearly. Titans aren't going to be very good. I mean, there's really no reason to look at this team and think they're going to be very good, but I'll give you a good example. I also watched a lot of the Broncos here recently because that's the Titans' first opponent. And Bo Nix had a remarkably good year. He didn't look like a rookie. He didn't take a lot of chances. But he, to me, was everything the Titans would have wanted Will Levis to be. And, you know, this is he played the whole time. And he played the whole time for a team that really wasn't expected to do much, and they ended up being a lot better than the sum of their parts and overachieving. So sometimes it can go the other way, too. And you need to let you need to put these guys out there and let them play. Let them make mistakes. Because he's got, look, Cam Ward's going to make lots of mistakes. But I think by the end of the year, the Titans are going to know whether or not they have something. And I think it'll be that's something you're going to have to find out sooner rather than later. If you want this guy to be who you think he can be moving forward. I think the Titans, if nothing else, what they did accomplish last season in a terrible season, they did get their answer on Will Levis, even if it wasn't the answer they wanted.
No doubt about it. Gentry Essa from the Tennessean, thank you so much. Don't take any crap from Kaharski this week.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Bye. See you. Gentry Essence from Tennessee, and we come back. The Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix is coming to the Nashville Super Speedway Labor Day weekend, and 102.5 The Game has your chance to win VIP tickets to the IndyCar race. Text in the keyword race, RACE, now to 615-737-1025 to be entered to win a pair of VIP tickets. For more information on the event, visit musiccitygp.com. I just muted myself and said, welcome back into Robbie and Rex Road. So welcome back into Robbie and Rex Road, for real. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman in for Robbie. Just talked to Gentry Estes. The Cam Ward thing. Yeah, the idea of, like, you know, sit back a little bit and then we'll play. Like, think about that from Cam Ward's perspective, you know? It's like you got drafted number one overall. And look, We know that some quarterbacks have had the benefit of sitting. We know that Patrick Mahomes, who went, 10th overall, sat a year. That was a very different situation. I mean, if you're Cam Ward right now, and they're like, yeah, you know what, Cam, we're gonna go with Brandon here early, and then right around week three, after we get past these tough teams, we're gonna put you in. I mean, it's a comical concept. The only way it makes any sense at all, if he comes out in the next few weeks and he's bad,
right?
And it's just like, yeah, okay, it's not clicking. He's not seeing it. Okay, maybe we need to huddle up and talk about it again. But if things are going to continue the way they have done in the spring, he's clearly going to be the starting quarterback.
Right. The only way it would make sense to have Cam Ward not be your week one starter is if he just looks lost in training camp in the preseason. You know, obviously there are situations where you should sit the quarterback you take early. Like, I think the Colts for sure ruined Anthony Richardson by throwing him into the fire.
Well, I don't think they helped him. I don't know that he...
Maybe he wouldn't have been good anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that his accuracy was ever going to be good or ever will be good. But yeah, I don't think that they made the right choice.
He had played 12 college football games, and they decided to throw him into the fire. Cam Ward has played over 50 college football games?
Yes.
It's like, he doesn't need to sit. I think the best thing for him is to go play, and even if the results aren't great right off the bat, I think the best thing for him is facing a guy like Patrick Surtain in week one in that Broncos defense. And maybe you make a few mistakes, but every rep you get is going to help you learn moving forward. I've never understood the idea of sitting him again, unless everybody watching training camp is like, all right, this guy's not ready.
Yeah. If he screams, sit me, then that's one thing, but
don't sit him for the sake of sitting him.
Right. We know. I mean, Brandon Allen is a QB2. If being kind, he is not one of the better QB2s in the NFL. And Will Levis had his chance last year and has some talent. But again, like I don't understand what the benefit would be at all. Again, other than just trying to quote unquote protect him. But again, I think the Nick Suss, and I don't know if you read the Nick Suss story, but he did a good job. He went through all the, Super Bowl era first round picks and different conditions. And everyone would love to have the Mahomes story, or even like what the Packers have been able to do with both Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, although that's extreme, like multiple right. years. But there's so many examples of quarterbacks who have terrible starts to their careers, picks galore, losses galore, and if they're good enough, they get through it. And I think Cam Ward's going to throw picks this year. I think he's going to lose more games than he wins this year. But if he's the guy they think he is, then that will still emerge. I just like the idea of, I can hear like the David Carr thing. You get sacked 76 times as a rookie. Is that ruining you? I mean, I could buy that. But again, I also saw like Matthew Stafford is a great example of the Lions. Terrible, terrible situation. Hurt.